Chapter 4. Ilha Grande de Crete. Return to Rosario. Waiting opening of the Brazilian ports. Scarcity of sailors. Buccaneers turn pilots. Sail down the river. Arrive at Ilha Grande the second time. Quarantined and fumigated. Admitted to pratique. Sail for Rio. Again challenged. Rio at last.
This Ilha Grande decree, really a political movement, brought great hardships on us, notwithstanding that it was merely intended by the Brazilians as retaliation for past offenses by their Argentine neighbors, not only for quarantines against Rio fevers, but for a discriminating duty as well on sugar from the empire. A combination of hardships on commerce, more than the sensitive Brazilians could stand, so chafing them that a retaliation fever sprung up, reaching more than the heat of the Fieber Morella, and they decided to teach their Republican cousins a wholesome lesson. However, their wish was to retaliate without causing war. And it was done. In fact, closing ports as they did at the beginning of Argentina's most valuable season of exports to Brazil, and with the plausible excuse, namely, of fear of pain in the stomach, so filled the Argentines with admiration of their equals in strategy that they, on the earliest opportunity, proclaimed two public holidays in honor of bright Brazil. So the matter of difference ended, to the delight of all, in firecrackers and champagne. To the delight of all, except the owner and crew of the Aqueduct. For our bark there was no way but to return where the cargo came from, at a ruinous loss, too, of time and money. We called at the first open port and wired the owner of the cargo, but got no answer. Thence we sailed to Buenos Aires, where I telegraphed again for instructions. The officers of the guard ship, upon receiving my report from Brazil, were convulsed with laughter, while I confess it, could not see the joke. After waiting 2 days, this diplomatic reply came from the owner of the cargo, quote, "Act as the case may require," unquote. Upon this matter, I had several opinions. One person suggested that the case required me to pitch the whole cargo into the sea. This friend, I may mention, was from Boston. I have ever since regretted, however, that I did not take his...